I'm going to talk today about Matariki because we're in the season. This year the Matariki holiday is on the 14th of July. It's a little bit later than last year. But Matariki, like Easter, is calculated on a lunar calendar, not our Gregorian calendar, so it can move quite a bit. And Matariki has so many resonances with our harvest, so it's a good day for us to talk about it. So if we want to say celebrate Matariki, Manawatia Matariki is the phrase that is now commonly used. And these are the nine stars. Now what I'll tell you today is our story about Matariki and about creation, but there are others and different parts of the country tell the story in different ways. It's important that we understand this story about the creation of the earth from a Māori perspective. So Papa Tuanuku and Rangi Nui were deeply in love with each other and they hugged all the time. So their offspring, the gods of nature, were crushed between mother and father in the dark and not much space to move. And in the end, the siblings talked to each other and said, "This is no life. We need space and we need light." And Tane Mahuta, the god of the forest, was the only one strong enough to separate the mother and the father. So he lay on his back and put his legs up and pushed his father up into the sky. Rangi Nui, the sky father, was deeply, deeply saddened by this and cried a torrent of tears, and the earth was flooded. So the siblings, not wanting their mother to drown, turned her over. So she now lies face down. But she had another child in her womb, and that was Ruaomoko. And Ruaomoko is the god of earthquakes. So when we feel an earthquake, it's a Ru Whenua connecting to that Ruaomoko. One of the siblings, Tawhiri Mātia, was absolutely furious with this. He was very close to his father, and he decided to attack all of his siblings. And he did, and defeated them all until he came to Tū Mātauinga, the god of war. It was a bit of a brave battle, and he lost. And he was, again, distraught, so he pulled out his eyes, crushed them in his hand, and threw them into the breast of his father, Rangi Nui. And those are the stars of Matariki. So you can see in that, Nā Mata o te Ariki Tawhiri Mātia. The eyes of the god Tawhiri Mātia has become Matariki. So again, this is a version of the story. The nine stars of Matariki are guided by a star called Matariki, and she is the mother of these, of all the others, and she was married to Rehua, who was the oldest of the children of Papa Tuanuku and Rangi Nui. And her job, like any mother, is to make sure things happen. So she needs to make sure there's unity, she needs to make sure they all move together. We celebrate Matariki when the star cluster returns after it cannot be seen for about a month. So most of the time Matariki is to be seen, but in the winter it disappears, we can't see it from here. And the day that Matariki rises is the day we celebrate Matariki. Now that can be predicted, which is why the date for Matariki is set for many decades ahead, because people now have the skill to do that. But in the olden days, people, the elders, the kaumātua, would just sit in the winter mornings and wait to see when Matariki came. So this term, kai whakahaere, it can be used for a manager or a conductor. She must make sure they all rise in unity. Interpreting the stars when Matariki rises is looking at the brightness or the dimness of the stars. So if Matariki, the star, is bright, it talks about well-being. The eldest daughter of Matariki is Pohutukawa. And Pohutukawa is a beautiful star that helps us remember those who have passed. And that's a really big part of the Matariki focus and celebration. She also, on the day that the stars rise, will guide the spirits of the dead into the heavens to become stars themselves. So it's a beautiful idea of wishing on a star and becoming a star. Several of the stars come in pairs. Tupua Nuku is a female, Tupua Rangi is a male. And you'll see in there the word Nuku, so that's from Papatua Nuku. So it's the food that comes up from the ground, and the word tupu is to grow. So the fruit from the gardens is has already been harvested, just like our food has been harvested, but it will tell us if Tupua Nuku is bright or faint, what the crops for the next year will be like. And people need to prepare. If Tupua Nuku is faint, they will need to be careful with other food sources because their gardens might not be great. Tupua Rangi connects with Rangi Nui, the Sky Father. And the picture of the pigeon is used a lot because that was a key source of kai for early Māori. Obviously, we don't eat them anymore. And we get all sorts of other food now that grows. So apples and oranges and things that grow on a vine, berries, all sorts of things are now covered by Tupua Rangi. Waiti and Waita have to work together. So again, Waiti is a daughter, a female, Waita is a son. And if we think about the fresh water starts at the mountains. So the mountains, down they come into the rivers, into the lakes, and out to the sea. So all that water is connected. And we need to be so careful, our kaitiaki guardians, of all those water sources because they're interconnected. If we damage part of it, we damage the whole. So things that live in the fresh water. The focus of this is a little on the food as well. The tuna, the eels we get from fresh water and fresh water craze. And for us now, trout, salmon, white bait. And the waita, the salt water, all the food that we gather from the ocean. Waipuna Arangi is the rain, and the term you'll see in there again, rangi, is in both of these things because they come from the sky. And Waipuna Arangi is actually about the pools of water that gather in the sky and become rain. I mean, we know the cycle of evaporation and rain coming down and things, we know that, but the name of this is about she gathers the pools of the water and sends the rain when it's needed. Now, at the moment, we're getting way too much of that, and we might need to speak to Waipuna Arangi and say, stop, it's too much. Ururangi is the second eldest child, and that's the eldest boy. Ururangi connects back to Tawhiri Mātia, who took out his eyes and threw them into the sky. So Tawhiri Mātia, the wind, is blind. So they say we can predict the rain a little, we can tell when it's coming. We can predict the droughts. We can't really predict the wind because the wind is blind and it just comes and does its thing. Without all of these things, we have no harvest. So they're all connected. And the youngest daughter is Hiwai Te Rangi. And Hiwai Te Rangi is about making wishes. So we take our wishes for the future and offer them when Matariki rises, and when they come true, we give thanks to Hiwai Te Rangi. So it has a lot of resonance with the European New Year. We do some of these things as well, but it also fits so beautifully with our Thanksgiving for harvest. You can't really read those words very well. This is one of our Māori classes at school, and this is the lovely song that I sing every day in my class, and they're actually using sign language for this. So I'll just show you some of the signs. Begins with Matariki e ara ea, which is Matariki rise. And then the first month of the Māori year is the collection of stars in the chest of Rangi Nui, and Rangi Nui is this in the song, and it's shining bright. And it's reflected in the sky, indicating the Māori New Year. And then it does each of the stars. So this is growing, Tupua Nuku growing under the ground, Tupua Rangi, the things from the sky, and the next one is the Waiti. They do this, and then wash your face, and then show the ocean. So that's the two seas. Waipuna Arangi is the rain, and Ururangi is the wind. This is Pohu Te Kawa, which is indicating the shape of the tree. And the last one is Hiwai Te Rangi, putting your wishes up into the sky. So we'll just have a listen. You'll have a laugh at the faces of some of the kids. Some enthusiastic, some bored. And some also mixing in, a wiri with their sign language. So there's a bit of a laugh there. How can we turn that volume up, John? Yes. Song written by a young woman who's I guess she's in about her 30s. Rahira Davies wrote that song. The organising committee for those who put together the Matariki holiday and all that goes with it have suggested that there are three themes that we can observe. So Matariki Honganui up on the top left is we gather together to honour those who have passed. So just as Pohu Te Kawa takes them up to be stars, we remember those who have passed in the last year. And we do that here as well on our remembrance service. But the important part of that is the gathering. So Matariki is all about gathering. Matariki Manako Nui is our hopes and things, but it's also our aspirations and gathering to learn and gathering for discussion. So that committee who organised the Matariki holiday want us to get together and learn and talk and look ahead to the new year and work together to think about how we can make this better, how we can care for our environment. And Matariki Ahonga Nui, all of this happens around kai. So this week at school we will be having a hangi. And last week, John went to Whanau Aroha and they had their Matariki hangi. So on the day that Matariki rises, many whānau will get up about 5 a.m. and head out somewhere take their kai with them and in the dark watch for the rise of Matariki and give thanks for that and then have their kai. And it's traditional for the kuia, a kuia, an older woman, to cry out to Matariki, to lament those who have passed, but also to welcome Matariki back and celebrate. And a tradition that's being reinstated, not entirely lost, is a hautapu, which is a special feast that is put down with many karakia. And it is open just at the moment when Matariki rises, and the steam goes up from the specially blessed kai, and the steam is the food for the Matariki cluster. And I did have a photo, which I didn't put in, of Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern with a kaumātua doing that just on the outside Te Papa last year, I think. So Matariki is being rediscovered by Māori, but by all of us, and some of these traditions are being reinstated. I am researching poetry that connects with Matariki because our choir is commissioning our musical director to write a work for Matariki for next year, which will probably be a collection of songs, but we need text. So I have probably skimmed through about 15 books of New Zealand poetry in the last 2 weeks. And this is a beautiful one, thinking about tuku anuku, and the kumara is so important. So when Māori travelled and others across the Pacific, kumara was the thing that they took and brought to these places. So let's read this one together, because I've now done a lot of talking. Kare is a dear friend. And then at the end it says, into the kits of pani. And I think pani is like an ointment. Do you know a difference? No, so I first of all thought it was like first aid, but I think it's an ointment or a balm.
I think pani means to smear.
To smear, yes. I think it's making an ointment. So it's just thinking towards the end, what do we do with these fruits? So let's read this together. E kare, can I have my mokopuna help me dig out my kumara? We'll do better. We'll all come tomorrow and tomorrow to dig out your kumara. We watched her old hands fondle the kumara on the brown earth, children sorting and counting kumara. There she sat and smoked, one arm akimbo, skirt gathered in, children gathering the first fruits into the kits of pani kumara. These we eat now, these for the tangi, these for seed, and these, e karama, are your kumara. Because we buy so much from the shop, we've lost a little sense of the seed things that we need to keep. I can remember my father putting aside the potatoes for seed. So this just links in with this idea of harvest, and the harvest is not all for us to consume for ourselves. It's for the tangi, for sharing. It's for the seed for the next season. It's for your friends, and we also share in the tangi. So these beautiful ideas of harvest and what we do with our harvest. And we contribute to the food bank, so that's our way of sharing with e karama, with our friends who we don't know in person, but those who are in need. So, Matariki and harvest, they fit beautifully together and remind us all of our responsibility to care for all of the things that link together to bring us this kai and to keep our earth beautiful. Amen.